traffic calming.
A resolution to adopt the City of Dunwoody traffic calming measures policy.
Mr. Meehan.
Yes, before you tonight is the revised traffic calming policy, and I believe there were, and I don't know whether you want to present the changes or not, there was a revised policy handed out earlier tonight to y'all that has some changes that were requested by council between what was put out last Friday in the agenda.
Okay, yeah, that, and those have to be amendments, so you're right, I've got, I've asked Brian to type that out. And everybody should have it.
Yes.
But that, we'll deal with that in a minute.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the traffic calming policy as originally written.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. And discussion on that, and I'll open it up with...
request for amendment.
You know what? Amendment.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to take the... does anybody have this concern? Okay, excellent. This is okay. Okay, I'm going to take this one at a time. I've got a few to pass out there, so I'll choose these one at a time. The first amendment I'd like to bring forward is on page one,
two, three.
Number two, item three, to strike the daily traffic volume. I will bring that forward as amendment.
I'll second that.
Okay, second, thank you. Discussion on that? And yes, go ahead, Ron.
Just Richard, where did this come from?
It's a practice that's used in most other cities. It's something that's used in a lot of the surrounding cities just to kind of set a minimum threshold for the streets. But if we want to just determine it based on the actual speed itself, that's fine. It doesn't make a difference for us.
But just for clarification, Richard, this didn't come from the DeKalb.
No, it is not in the DeKalb.
Okay, so all right, other discussion. Let me throw out, since I'm bringing this forward, let me just draw thinking points on why I did this. I think just by nature, again, not to bring in personal into onto this side of it, but I haven't gone through the process. I think by nature, what you find is the smaller the street, you're not going to get the interest level from your neighbors even perceived on any level. So I think just by natural selection process, they don't, you usually don't see tiny places coming forward that don't have a significant amount of traffic. So I looked at this and I just thought, my goodness, it seemed like a tremendous amount of traffic. DeKalb doesn't require, again, from what I've witnessed in the community, I don't think we've had, you know, streets with three houses and no traffic, you know, come and petition for speed bumps. It just doesn't make the process as it's set up. So that's the reason I wanted to strike it. So that's all I'll say about that. Any other discussion on this amendment? Okay, yes, Dan.
Is there some limit to you through, I saw your email, it said, take the 400 out of there. Where did you see this building your email? Do you want to take this entire thing
out? Yeah, I'm striking any, my amendment is to strike any traffic volume. Again, just, you know, just knowing, I think historically, it shows that people don't come forward. If you don't have a pretty significant traffic volume, then it just doesn't make its way through the process. It's hard to get anybody interested in it. So I think just by default, that blends itself out, and for us just putting, and I don't want to say this is arbitrary, but it is. I mean, kind of, we're picking something that may or may not make sense. And I just think, you know, again, if you look at history and speed bumps in this community, I just don't see where it's necessary.
Okay. We did talk about this at the work session, and this was, and it was told that, you know, this is what other cities have, so that's why we went at the work session.
Okay, any other discussion on this? Okay, and I'll quit for vote. All in favor?
I'm sorry.
Thank you guys for reminding me of that. I would never remember. All right, public hearing. Anybody that wishes to speak regards to this amendment, please make your way to the podium. All right. Public hearing closed. All in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Thank you. The second thing I've got for your consideration, that one's not mine. So I'm going to move to...
just a point of clarification, that item 4, number 1, that was in the as presented. That was a change made between the work session and tonight, so it was in the as presented. It's not an amendment.
Okay, excellent, thank you. Please look at page 3 for, Six. Just changing from 70% to 65%. Again, the only reason I'm bringing this forward is looking back at DeKalb County and thinking back of going through the process that DeKalb County was at 65%. It is a very difficult thing to pass. And I think that threshold, I don't see a reason why we want to raise that.
So I'll second that.
Thank you, John.
Welcome.
All right. Discussion on that. I went out of order. No, we'll have discussion then on
public hearing. Okay. Originally, DeKalb County, where is the 90% figure come from?
That we didn't have a. I don't think there was ever a 90% DeKalb County. That was something we had put in work session. Two work sessions ago that we had taken out as far as 90% of the neighborhood voted, but that was taken out of the policy before it was even presented at the last work session.
Okay.
So
the 70% was a compromise that we all did on the work session. Everybody agreed to it. I don't know how the 65 got in here. 65% got in here.
It's just my, that's my amendment on the floor.
Oh.
So it's not in.
Yeah. Same as the caps.
Is in the document. Well, I think, you know, I think the 70% is a good number. I mean, if that many people want to have it, that's fine. You know, we also got to respect the feeling of the minority here. And I think that's another thing. A lot of people don't like speed counting devices. A lot of people bought houses on streets that don't require them. Therefore, I think 70% is a good figure. I think we ought to stick with it. I think it's something that we should be looking at. And I think, you know, if it's that big of a situation where there is a problem like that, you shouldn't have any trouble getting 70% of the votes. There's no requirement that 90% of people voting. It's just 65% of the total household, or excuse me, 70% of the total household. So I'm in favor of 70% since that at the work session we agreed to that compromise between 65 and 75.
Okay, any other discussion on this amendment? Okay, so all in favor of the amendment? I'm sorry. Public hearing, anybody that wishes to speak? I take one person on council to remind me. Yes.
I'm standing here in amazement listening to this conversation that 65% of a household in a neighborhood is not a sufficient number to qualify for speed bumps. Your compromise wasn't between 75 and 65, it was between 90, which was the original number you put out. And 70% was that compromise, that number never existed. 65%, if any of you try to do a petition, to get 65% of the homeowners to agree to something is an incredible hurdle to make. And this isn't whether individual council members like speed bumps. This is what the majority of your residents who want speed bumps. And it's unfortunately in life, the minority does suffer once in a while. That's just the way it is. But 65%, if you got 65% of the vote in a presidential election, you'd be lauded as the biggest landslide forever. If any one of these council members got 65% of the vote in a contested election, you'd all be crowing that it was a landslide. All of a sudden, to change the standard that 65% is not sufficient seems to me that you're willing to make it tougher to get in this town, under the rule of community of the city of Dunwoody, tougher to get what the hated DeKalb County was putting forth. That means to me that you're willing to put the safety of the children of this city, all right, at a lower priority than the big bad DeKalb County did 20 years ago. I think that's a mistake, Danny.
Okay, any other public comment? All right, seeing that there's not any other discussion internally, Tom?
She wants to make an interesting point there. For a state constitutional amendment requires a two-thirds vote, which is super majority. I'm going to say we come off at 65 and go to 66, which is what's required for a super majority in almost every election. I mean, 65 or 66 is not that much of a difference, but it can get over the threshold of what the state recognizes as a super majority.
Okay, so... All right, so I will
call for that as amendment. Anybody else have changed
amendment? Second amendment.
Okay. You want to make it a friendly amendment, and then you can just change your amendment.
Yeah.
Or not.
Okay, friendly amendment. Okay, I will amend to 66. But my amendment is 66.
66 and two-thirds.
66 and two-thirds. So 66 and two-thirds?
Yeah, it's two-thirds.
Two-thirds. Yeah, okay. All right, discussion on this. Yes, go ahead.
So by moving the 1%, we're actually lowering the level of service for our citizens?
Yes.
Okay, please, no comment from the gallery.
I see that as a level of service that's decreasing over what we had previously from DeKalb County. We created this city for a reason. I think we need to look at what we're doing very closely. I think the citizens have made some valid arguments to stay with the 65, to stay with the level of service, to keep the level of safety where it is and not mess with something that's not broken.
Okay, thank you, John. So I'm going to rechange my amendment back to 65, and I'm getting indications that John is in favor. So I'm back at 65 discussion. Danny, Tom, Robert. All right, at 65 is my.
And with the amendment to, I'll compromise somewhere, but the two-thirds.
Okay, so I'm going to keep my my amendment on the floor that needs to be voted on. We don't have this discussion.
So you have now a motion to amend your motion.
Oh, okay, that's a now it starts getting fun. So I'm going to get Robert's rules book out for me. I got Denny next to me. He can help. All right, so we've got, I'm sorry, go ahead, Denny.
I moved to amend your amendment to do the 66 in two-thirds.
Okay. So anybody second that? And these are seconds, right? Yes. All right.
I'll second it from
Scott. Okay, so Tom has seconded discussion on that.
The level of service and the level of taxation and everything else. And nobody understands safety more than I do. I think I've taken more hits from friends than anybody in this room. So I understand safety very well. And I've understood it since I was 21 years old. So I don't have to understand or sit here and be talked about safety. I know about safety. The other thing is, I've got grandchildren and I've got children. I moved here and I had a 5-year-old. So I was well aware of safety and I still am. And I think about it every day. And if you don't ever think of that, try doing something with my kids and you'll find out about it real quick. So the whole idea boils down, it's a matter of, how we do this thing. It was not a compromise between 65 and 90%. The original thing was that 65% had to be, and 90% of the people had to vote. So that's the whole thing, and it had to be. And this is not a matter of me neglecting safety. And furthermore, when you talk up here, I think you're supposed to speak to the entire council and not one member of the council.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Shorrell. Yes.
Just put order. I was only asking the attorney whether a 3-3 tie was a defeat or not. So I wasn't trying to influence anybody's decision. I was just trying to figure out if we voted and we got 3-3, whether that would be an up or a down, and he's told me it's a down. It's a failure. If it gets a 3-3 vote, it doesn't pass.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. So another discussion on
things, correct.
Right. Okay. Let's put this into perspective, guys. In most neighborhoods, you're going to need 130 names or less. So we're talking about one or two additional names here. And I think we ought to just go ahead and do the 65 and go forward. It's just not that meaningful, and we wasted enough time on it. Not that the issue is not important. It is. As a father of six and grandfather of 12, I like safety.
Okay, any other discussion on Denny's? Denny's motion. All right, this is on, we're voting on Denny now. All. Your amendment.
Public comment? We really need to have public comment.
All right, public comment. Anybody wish to speak, please take away the voting. All right, close the public comment.
Motion on floor 66.67.
Thank you for clarifying, because I was about to ask that.
Denny's amendment to my amendment of 65.
It's raising the amendment of 65 to 66 and 230.
That's what we're voting on right now. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say aye.
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 Okay. Now we're back on my 65 discussion on that. Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Unfortunately, that wasn't the last piece I'm going to bring forward. So there's one other. I've got one more here, page 4, item number 9. And this is something that, and again, I apologize for missing the last work session. You know, we talked about splitting the fees. Well, basically, I'm not going to go into this. I'm going to make a, I would like to make an amendment. You can read number 9. Basically, taking out the split cost of adding back in the $25 per year assessment fee and capping that to a budget amount every year that's allocated to speed bumps within our budget. So for clarification, yes, Brian?
I would say, to clarify, what you're really asking for is the city will pay 100% of the installation cost up to a budget amount.
That is exactly right. So that's my amendment.
I'll second that.
Okay, second discussion. Let me explain. I know when we were discussing this, part of the angst and certainly a huge part of my angst was an open kitty for speed bumps and not having a defined or a top within the budget on speed bumps. So this was brought forward and something I don't ever remember discussing. I thought it was actually a good idea. It met my concern to where we can set a budget cap every year, and so we can have a top limit on what we're going to spend as a city. And the way it reads is basically if someone does go through the application process and gets approved, if they're within the budget, that can happen 1, 2, 3 times, as many times as applicants are out there until money runs out, they would be queued up for the next year. Yes, Warren?
Two things. One is that when you all do the motion, if you intend to delete 9, 10 also would need to be deleted. Modify 9, 10 would need to be deleted.
Yes, that's redlined.
In the current year's budget for fiscal year 2010, this is just a point of reference, we don't have a specific line item for traffic calming, so that would just need to be modified.
Exactly, yes.
In the future.
Yes.
We do.
Okay. And I had...
we do. 9, we don't. In 2009, we do not, but in 2010, there is a line item.
And that line item is 25,000?
25,000 under a capital project.
Okay. And I emailed Richard about this, so yes, excellent. So it'd be 25,000. Cap. So there's my amendment I'd like to bring forward. Did I have a second? I'm sorry. Yes, we did have a second. We're discussing it. Okay, other discussion on this. Yes, Dave.
Yeah, what's the cost of one street speed bump, 3 successive?
The cost we're getting for speed bumps, we're going through this on Village Creek, they're approximately $2,400, $2,500 per speed bump.
So it's talking about $7,400
per 3 would be about $7,500, $8,000 maybe with incidentals for 3.
So you'd be able to do three streets per year.
Approximately, yeah. If 3 per street, yeah.
Okay, discussion. Other discussion, Robert?
Yeah, I guess if we decided that we wanted to increase the budget during the budget year in order to do more, we'd certainly, a future council could certainly decide to move money out of contingency or something else. If we got to a point where we'd used up all the money and we wanted to put in more speed bumps, that we could. We're not. I guess what I'm worried about is trying to set a policy that restricts the council from spending its money how it sees fit.
Sure, that's a great point, and I think you're exactly right, Robert. I think from council budget amendment.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I'm perfectly content with that.
Okay,
Dean, this is the first come, first serve thing?
Yes, it'd be, the way I propose is first come, be even.
The way, just to clarify, the way I wrote the amendment, or revised the writing, is it's order that the petition is approved by City Council. So it would be based on what the order that the City Council has approved the amendment. So, or the resolution to accept the traffic calming for that neighborhood.
So it would preclude a cul-de-sac, let's say it's got five homes on it, from getting three of those people to vote in favor of it, when it really would need for the overall vote, getting one of those three speed bumps.
That's always 60%.
Well, whatever. I mean,
the threshold, what we're talking about here is what order they would be funded in. And it's based on when the City Council approves the petition and then approves the installation of the speed humps.
In the absence of having a minimum number of traffic in a particular area, cul-de-sac could come forward and say,
with the other amendments that have passed, a cul-de-sac could come forward. If the study showed that the speed, they met the requirements, they could go to the petition. If they get the petition, they could come to City, but then they would come to City Council. City Council has the right to accept or deny their petition. What I'm saying is that with the funding, it's based on the order that they're being funded is based on the City Council's acceptance of their petition.
Sure. So that just cues them up.
That means we don't,
right. So it comes before us as the final stage.
Right.
We okay it or we don't okay it. And if we okay it, then they're first in the queue, so on and so forth.
That actually concerns me a little bit. I'd be much more comfortable if we relied on the Public Works Department to grade these or score them or give us a sense of, in terms of how much faster over the speed limit they're going, or, you know, because some streets may be more curved or maybe more hilly. I'd like an opportunity to have engineers tell us, this one's more important than that one for these particular reasons, right? I want to put our money where we can do the most good, and not necessarily just say the first one in the chute gets the money. It's the worst first thing. If we do have a really problem spot, it's taking them a little longer. I'd want them to get their shot at getting it done. So I don't know how we do that practically, but that works.
I don't either, John.
Richard, how many applications for speed bumps do we currently have for the City of Dunwoody?
New applications, none.
Okay, and we've had one basically in the last, that we are aware of, in the pipeline, really just one in the last couple of years.
One or two, there's one and a half. There's a couple out there that we're still dealing with from DeKalb County, but since we became a city, I think we've maybe gotten one.
So the odds then of us having more than one in the chute at any one time it's possible.
It's possible.
It's unlikely. It's unlikely, especially if the cost at which we're doing it, we could afford to have three in one year.
I'm okay. I'm right. It's theoretical more than it is practical.
Okay. Any other discussion on the amendment as presented?
Yeah. No, it's not on the amendment. I just had a question.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess it's not on the subject. I'll wait.
Okay.
Yeah, the council members up here, it's a matter of fiscal responsibility, and when we voted for this city, we stood up and we said we would be good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars, and we would spend them very wisely. And you can talk about the tax increase, about taxing someone to put in any kind of a counting device, but on the other hand, you are taxing the rest of the citizens by putting them in and them not paying their fair share. So you're taxing the rest of the citizens of this city who are going to pay for those. And that's basically the way it's coming out. Because the other thing, you're going to have more applications, and that's fine. And I don't have any problem with speed calming devices. But I think if you're going to have them, then somehow or another, you should bear the brunt of some of the cost. And because otherwise, why would you move, you know, on a cul-de-sac and pay more money, you know, and that's what you have to do. So the whole idea comes down to, you know, are we being good stewards of the tax dollar, the payer's dollar? Next year, our budget is extremely tight. And it's tighter probably than it is this year because we're losing the amount of money from the franchise fees from Georgia Power. We're regaining about, I think it's 80% of that or 75% from the insurance fees. In our budget next year, and Warren, you correct me if I'm wrong, some of the budget revenues from the post money is in the budget. Is that correct? Certain percentage of that?
Yes.
Chris, is that correct?
That's correct.
You know, and you know, the host money can't be spent, you know, as long as we are sitting here and we don't know the outcome of that suit. Because if we lose that suit, then we have to turn around and refund those funds. I don't anticipate us doing that, but that's a chance of that. So really, when you take a look, if you take that out of there, next year we're looking at somewhere around, I think, a $600,000 surplus as we look at it. Also along those, our revenue estimates are for next year very aggressive. So we're estimating the same amount of tax dollars coming in on property tax as we are this year. You know, I'm just trying to tell everybody here, take a look at every government around here. Take a look at every government around here. Take Decatur out of the picture and maybe Sandy Springs. Every one of them is hurting for cash. Every one of them, you see them in the paper, they're laying off people. And if it ever gets down to where we have to start laying off anybody in this city, morale is not going to go very well. You know, the whole idea of everything that we're talking about here is 43,000 people. There's 43,000 people living in the city.
Okay, just to clarify on this discussion, Councilman, on the budget itself, the amount was budgeted, whether it's a 50% split or we pay 100%, it's still the same budget amount right now. It's 25,000 within the budget, and that's not going to change. It's going to be the how it's allocated. So from a budget perspective, you should be, it's a net, it's a new state, net.
Well, the 25,000 is coming from where?
The 25,000 is allocated within the budget now. Whether it's a 50-50 split, that 25,000 was there as the split percentage. Does that mean that's okay? We budgeted 25, and we're going to put forward on a 50-50 split. Now the 25 is still there. It's just my memo would make it. It's 100% with that $25. So the budget itself will remain. Is going to remain constant. On what was allocated for.
So in other words, you're talking about the $25 from whoever pays, that is the maximum that we're going to
spend.
If
I may clarify, I think what the mayor's getting at is that under the 50-50 arrangement, you'd be able to do double the amount of speed humps that you would be able to do because you'd still be spending $25,000 of the city's money. So that would be contributing to $50,000 worth of humps. If you have 100% funding, we don't be able to do $25,000 worth of total humps, and 100% of the money would come from the city.
Okay. Well, my point is the $25,000 is coming from all 43,000 taxpayers here. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So really, it's a budgeted item that everybody is paying to. So the folks that are living in places in the town that don't have any counting devices will be paying for the counting devices for others.
That's exactly right. Exactly as the budget. On the old amendment, before this modification, would be the same. That budget money is still there. It would still be used for speed pumps. It's just a different.
Okay, I'm not going to be honest. I just think that, you know, it's, I think our fiduciary responsibilities need to be taken into consideration until it becomes a day when we become feathered with money. Otherwise, we will be like other cities.
Okay, any other discussion on that? All right, seeing that there's none, all in, no, I'm sorry, public comment, if you want to. I just make sure to, just for clarification on the public comment, please,
I apologize to
our council, city meeting decorum. Okay.
In my opening comments earlier this evening, I talked about this cloud, this illusion of a budget item. This is no different than you allocating X thousands of dollars per year to fix a pothole on Chamblee Dudley Road that causes a danger to the public. I may never drive on Chamblee Dudley Road, but I will pay for that pothole because it protects the citizens of the entire city. Because I have a speed bump in front of my house doesn't mean that Councilman Wittenstein's children aren't going to be playing in my neighborhood one day, and they'll be protected by that speed bump. This is not a duty of financial responsibility. This is a duty of providing the public safety to the children of this community. You spend $40,000 or $50,000 on lobbyists at a blink of an eye. You spend $30,000 or $40,000 on radar control devices in front of the school. I don't have any kids in those schools. I don't understand this hang-up we have here over the cost of speed humps. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. There's no logic to it whatsoever. The second point is, I'll throw salt on this wound. I have a problem with the fact that there's no minimum charged here. I think speed bumps should be something that this council should have to provide on an ongoing basis. The way it stands now, you can do this, but not budget for speed humps next year. Or not budget for speed humps in 2011, but still have discretionary income to spend on other items that you see fit. I don't think this is a discretionary item. I think this is a mandatory item. And whether that cap is $10,000 minimum, and the council can budget what they want above that, or if it's a $25,000 minimum and the council can budget above that, I think you need to consider that this becomes a mandate, that the safety and well-being of the children and the pedestrians in this city, as we try to make Dunwoody in our master plan, in our comprehensive land use plan, a safe, walkable, bikeable city. One of the ways you do that is slow the traffic screaming through these subdivisions. So I urge you not only to forget this budget argument, but I ask you that you put in a minimum dollar that this city will be responsible for speed humps and or traffic calming devices. We don't have to have speed humps if there's a new technology in the future. But this council has a mandate. Let Warren figure out if it's legal or not. But I think that's something you have to do.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comment on this? Okay, all in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Okay, moving onward, back to the original motion as amended, and we go down. Yes, John.
I have a question before we move on to approve the thing in a whole. Let's look at paragraph 4, removal of calming devices. I see that it currently states that the city of Dunwoody will not be paying for the removal of the device, yet we will be collecting $25 per year for the maintenance of the device. And if I remember at the last work session, maintenance in the first 10 years is minimal. So we're banking a large chunk of money for the speed humps, but yet are going to be charging the residents for the removal process. Can you tell me what DeKalb County charges for the removal of speed humps?
Same. $25 a year.
Oh, I know that. What about the removal?
There is no charge for the removal. This was taken right from DeKalb County's, the current policy with DeKalb. It just says that 65% must approve the removal. It doesn't say that.
The last sentence on that page that goes on to the next page says, removal shall be done by a qualified contractor at no cost.
At no cost of the city.
Okay.
What page is it?
It's the very last sentence.
Last sentence of the second to last
sentence. Second to last sentence.
Right. All the way to the last sentence.
I thought I took this right from DeKalb's policy, so that may have been in the current policy, but it can be staff has no preference.
I'd like to make a motion that the removal of speed humps or speed devices be at the city's cost, and that so that the residents.
Okay, he's making an amendment.
So that the city will absorb the cost of the removal. based on the $25 per year maintenance fee aspect of it.
So just to clarify, this is on this one, second one's page, and then at page four, so strike the last,
second to the last
sentence.
Correct.
So if you just strike that.
That would work perfectly.
Okay, so the amendment is to strike that. I'll second the discussion on this. Yes, Danny?
I think we should remove part of it, not all of it. I think it should be removed by a qualified contractor, but remove the cost at no cost to the city of Dunwoody. Just remove that. It should be removed by a qualified contractor.
I think you're suggesting to be removed by the city.
But removed by the city would be.
Okay. That makes sense. I hear what you're saying, Danny, but I think just by de facto, the city does it. I don't want to be a qualified contractor. Okay, so that's a very good point. Other discussion on this? Okay.
You know, we're going to the speed bumps, and then we're going to take them back out. You know, how much does all the taxpayers have to absorb here? How much do the taxpayers of this city have to absorb? I keep asking that question, and I just want all the members of the council, just remember the budget, just remember where you are, just remember all the cities around you. I mean, if somebody's going to pay some upfront money, then, you know, it's a whole different ballpark. But $25 a year, it takes 13 and a half years to pay for that. That doesn't count the interest that you're going to be paying. So I don't see where you're ever going to come out that, you know, you're going to be paying for all of this. Safety, you can talk safety all day long. You're talking to the right guy because I know a little bit about safety. And I've got a lot of good friends of mine. Put safety aside so that we can all be here tonight. And you wouldn't be here for one for them. So keep that in mind when you talk about safety. But I would just tell you that somewhere along the line, we've got to draw a line on how much we can spend. That's the whole aspect of what I'm trying to say tonight, is that what we spend, what we have, what we do with the citizens' dollars, and how much we have to make sure that we have police protection and the various other services here. If the economy continues to go down like it is right now, will be very, very, very important. And our contingency is about like us having a dollar in our pocket, thinking we have contingency money. So I believe that we have to we have to cut the cost somewhere. And we've already paid for the entire installation, and now we're going to pay for the taking it back out and the reinstalling it. I mean, there's no way we're ever going to break even on $25 a year.
Okay, other discussion on this?
Yes, Dan. It's kind of a parallel thought, but we've applied for LARPS funding to build or repair some of our streets, and we need to make sure that we're not putting in a speed bump at a time just before we start to put in a street repair. We've got one situation where we've already approved a speed bump. I know that same street is on the LARP list. I believe it's on the LARP list. Nope. But we need to make sure that we don't install the speed bump only to have to take it out to be able to put an improvement to the resurface street.
Just to clarify, when we did the Village Creek Drive, which is the only pending speed hump installation, one of the things we looked at was when it was scheduled to be paved, and it had been resurfaced within the previous 5 years, so it has an expectancy of at least 15 years before it will be needed to be resurfaced.
But on any street, I mean, there are some streets that may come up that would be on the 35 category for your radar.
And that is something that will need to be considered by public works staff as we're going through the process with the neighborhood.
Okay, that's a good. Yes,
John. On a related subject, we talked about the LARP, the resurfacing projects. I believe we asked for the city to put out a list. Has the city ever put out a list of what we submitted for the LARP funds?
Yeah.
Semi-related question.
Sent the map out.
Yes.
Sent the map out.
Okay. I'm sure, I think I saw it, the council saw it. I'm wondering if it was ever put to the website or made public. Okay, thank you. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, so, correct me if I'm wrong, we're still discussion on this removing a little bit of text. Before we vote, any other discussion?
I don't believe you have public comments.
Public, thank you, Brian. One person, a public comment on this. Please make your way to the podium. Not seeing that there's any, I will close public comment, and we will vote all in favor of this amendment for Mr. Hennigan. Please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Okay, amendment passes. We're back to the ordinance as amended. Any other discussion before we vote?
I just want to echo Danny's observation. I guess it's item 15 in the policy here, but we really let these folks know when they're applying that there could be a risk. If they want these things now, that they risk not getting their street repaved under LARP, and we just make that clear to the petitioners at the outset of the process.
I believe it is in the, it's language that's in the policy. We have it, and it will be sure to make sure it's on all the forms of petitions that go to the neighborhoods.
Okay. Thank you. All in favor,
One last item. Yes. We had a public comment aspect asking if we could fund future speed hump budgets. And I believe, Warren, if you could correct me, we cannot bind future councils. Is there a prohibition against that?
Yeah, you can't set anything in your policy that would be a minimum for future year councils. Each budget is going to stand on its own for future council.
Makes sense. Okay, any other discussion on this?
No, just want to clarify.
All right, great. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And we are moving on to...
This won't be relevant.
item M4.